Net.
It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Couple of guests today. Boy, do we have some topics to get to. Dan Harrelson, USA Today, covers Tennessee, bottom of this hour. And a little later, hour two, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. He'll be with us as well. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill S. King. And you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. You've heard me use the term capitulation on the show, right? Yeah, you've heard that. If you're new to the show, then get used to it. It's used when necessary. It's used when appropriate. And I've got a appropriate moment here for you. Tennessee football. Capitulation. Absolute capitulation. The transfer portal, or the he-gone gateway, as we like to term it, right, is filling up with Vols, or you would, I guess, say former Vols. Listen to these names that entered on Wednesday. Eric Gray. Now, if you are a team and you want a running back, you want Eric Gray. He's very, very good. He can play for your team. I don't care which team you've got. I don't care which team you pull for. Eric Gray can play for your team. He can be very good for your team. Excellent running back. He is in the he-gone gateway. I've got another one for you. Number 11 on defense. Henry To'o. Henry To'o can play for your team. I don't care which team and how you've recruited at linebacker. This guy plays for your team. Number 11 is in the he-gone gateway. Henry To'o. You'd want him. Number 11, you would want him on your team. Just trust me on this one. You don't have to self-scout. I've already done it for you. There's two right there. Eric Gray and Henry To'o. Others that jumped in. Jameer Johnson. He had, I think I saw the number 17 starts on the offensive line for Tennessee. He's pretty good. Take a look at him too. You may want to feast there. Linebacker, Quaveris Crouch. Former top 100 recruit in the class of 19, who's about 6'1", 240. Those are just a few. I think they said, was it eight yesterday? I didn't count. But Tennessee football is and has collapsed. Capitulation is where we are at. We talk about these topics for obviously many reasons. But one of the reasons would be we learn from this. You can learn from this. Tennessee football has been a dysfunctional family for quite some time. There is not a larger dysfunctional football family. And you could say it emanates in other sports too, but predominantly because football is the doorstep to your university. That's what stands out. It starts with the president or the chancellor or both, historically at Tennessee, and it emanates all the way to the football team. And what's amazing living here is, at least in the past, the distant past, Tennessee fans refuse to acknowledge this. Now, they do now. More modern days, fans are more realistic, and they're able to take in the bad news better. But in the past, they would just stick their heads in the sand. And that would include now, Tennessee has willing accomplices in the media that will protect them. Mainly people who are associated with Fulmer. Fulmer's best buddy is a media member. Well, former coach, but media member. Lives here in town. A guy I actually like. He just doesn't understand reality. Guy named Doug Matthews. Not a bad guy at all. Was a good player, pretty good coach. But they don't get reality. They don't understand failure. They refuse to acknowledge failure. Philip Fulmer is a freaking disaster, to put it mildly. He has watched the second time the destruction of Tennessee football, this time as the AD. Tennessee football has fully hit capitulation, and it's going to get worse. No, I saw somebody tweet on Wednesday, well, I guess we've hit rock bottom. No, you have not. You don't know rock bottom. You're just beginning to see rock bottom. Maybe you can see it. You're not there yet. Rock bottom is still a ways away for you. It's bad. There is no other way to describe what's going on right now at Tennessee. They're going to have to, whoever they get, if they get somebody, they got to go get an AD first. And it might be Mark Ingram, who is a former Vol. He was a long snapper at Tennessee in the mid-90s. He's a Peyton Manning guy. Manning will be involved in these decisions, and Ingram may be the AD. He's done a good job at UAB. Bill Clark bringing the football program back, hiring Andy Kennedy, all that stuff. And then there's the Gilbert dude over, where is he, at East Carolina, I believe? Yeah. Now he is a Dave Hart guy, and that's not selling well because the Vols are tired of the Bama stuff. Now, Bama just won another natty in football, and the basketball team is the best team in the league, but the Vols don't want any more of that. Regardless of the facts, they ain't into that right now. That will be interesting. It's unclear whether Kevin Steele will keep the job for a few years or just maintain it until the new AD gets his guy. But the job right now, it's going to be tough. Now, you can hire a coach, and maybe he can slowly dig out of everything. I'm not saying that can't happen, but the odds are astronomical. Tennessee is literally starting at ground zero. Whenever that start begins. Right now, they're still failing. They're not starting. They're failing as we speak, but it's ugly. And the Hegon Gateway is just going to get bigger. It's not going to slow down, but the purging of the talent is pretty big. There's not going to be a lot left. On a team now, folks, on a team that was 3-7. Now, they had better players than 3-7 for sure. Tennessee is probably, with the schedule they had, a 7-3 team with players. Well, they were. They're not now. Tennessee will be at the bottom when we start 21. Tennessee's talent level will be down at the bottom with Vanderbilt. That's whoever takes this over, or if it's Kevin Steele, that's what they will have to deal with. It'll be that low overall. There'll be some talent there, but not enough to do much. It's folks, a good lesson. Take copious notes here. Poll to step down either. There are people trying to sell that right now, which is a cowardly lie. Philip Fulmer stepping down as a disastrous failure of an AD. Whenever the new AD gets hired, will receive, listen to this, folks, $37,500 a month through 2023. Just grip that. I'm going to say it again, and then I want there to be an awkward silence to it, okay? I want that to be the case. Philip Fulmer. That's right. Philip Fulmer. A miserable, disastrous failure will receive $37,500 a month for 3 years. Just people are like hitting their volume, like, what happened there? Just soak that in a little bit. For seeing his alma mater be destroyed. You can't make this stuff. So many people hit me up yesterday. Bill, what's wrong up there? Well, the question is bigger than that. What's been wrong up there? What continues to be wrong up there? That's the question. And the question is leadership. Tennessee is the worst D1 P5 school in America in identifying leadership. They flat out can't do it. They just can't do it. Bless their hearts. I assume they try. They try hard, but they just can't do it. It's sad. Now, if you're an enemy of Tennessee, it's not sad, but It's sad to watch because they have set themselves back so far. And Tennessee is not a quick flip turnaround job anyways, like some are. A few are. Alabama's a quick flip. If things are bad, you can flip that quick. Buckeyes are. Georgia is. Florida is. Oklahoma is. We go down the list. I mean, a few of them are. Most of them, you know, it takes time. You got to build it up. But to hit complete rock bottom where Tennessee is heading, again, yesterday was not rock bottom, y'all. It's going to get worse. I mean, if you're a recruit, and recruits are already saying left and right, what are we doing here? I can't be part of this. If you're a recruit, if you've already signed with them, you're wondering how the hell you get out. If they're trying to recruit you, you're wondering why. Unless you just want to get on the field and you just don't care. Because you're not winning anytime soon if you go to Tennessee. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. I live in the state, but it's true. Trying to be the captain of Realville here. That's where we're at. We've got a lot of news outside of that. Dan Harrelson, though, on this topic, bottom of the hour. Chris Landry, Landry Football, top of hour number two. We've got some more capitulation for you outside of Tennessee. It's a team up north, but no, not Michigan. Not Michigan. Also, one of the sorriest commissioners in the history of commissioners is out as of June this summer. That would be a league out west. We'll talk about that too. Coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at this crash causing a backup on I-24 eastbound here at Hickory Hollow Parkway. As you travel I-24 east headed out towards Murfreesboro, you're going to hit this wall of traffic as we look at it live. 440 westbound at West End, they're reporting a wreck there involving some injuries. The fire department's been dispatched to that location. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Couple of notes here on Twitter. Wow. Before we get back to the capitulation. Allen in Tampa, Bill. Mayor McFatmer getting paid is a joke. $37.5 per month through 23. Bubby, down in Georgia. Bill, does Fulmer get paid that money in McDonald's bags? That's not clear. I don't know. Haven't heard. Johnny Vegas, Bill, does that mean now Tennessee versus Vandy is a pick'em game? Probably. Yeah, probably pick'em. I think that's probably fair. Perry Mason, times like these reminds me of Pollyanna Chuck. We have not heard from him in years. Says he gave up years ago on the excuses. Yeah, Pollyanna Chuck, they could hire Derek Dooley. And he'd go, Bill, I'm fired up about this. Dooley's coming. Yeah, seriously, he found positivity in the hiring of Derek Dooley. Kevin, Wow. In Dublin, Georgia, you ready for this tweet, everybody? Says, Bill, the chancellor at Tennessee, Don D. Plowman, would be a great porn star name. Wow. I checked with the lawyers. They said that's okay. Okay, guys, you're trying to knock me off my route here on the show. I know what you're doing here. I can feel it. I thought that she actually did a pretty good job at the podium during that morgue scene on Monday with Fulmer sitting there just defeated beyond belief. You want more capitulation, y'all? Have you seen Kentucky basketball? Kentucky basketball is 4-9. They lost last night to Georgia. Georgia's not any good. Georgia basketball hadn't been a thing since Dominique Wilkins. There's been some moments, I know. But to me, they haven't been a thing since, well, the year after Neek left, actually, they went to the Final Four. But right during that Hugh Durham era, Kentucky basketball has hit and is hitting capitulation. They can't do anything. They trip over each other. They can't shoot. They can't hit free throws. Cal cannot find a lineup. They got no point guard leadership. They're soft around the basket. Any point guard who can dribble beats them off the dribble to the rim. It's Kentucky basketball is a absolute collapsing disaster right now. And the fan base is kind of wavering too right now. And look, first of all, Cal has done a good job today. You may not like the way he does it. You may not like the one and dones. That's fine, whatever you think. But to date, he's done a good job. This year's a disaster. And it's another highly rated recruiting class. I mean, all his classes are 1, 2, or 3. Every class is right at the top. This one has done nothing. I think I saw a ranking. They'd be ranked like number 100 or something right now. And ironically, Bama basketball, which hadn't done anything in a long time, looks like the best team in the league. Bama basketball. They play a fun style. They shoot a bunch of threes. They play energetically. They run up and down the court. Nate Oates. That looks like the best team in the league right now, not Tennessee. Now, Tennessee's pretty good. The last game at Florida wasn't pretty good. It was pretty bad. But they probably have the best talent, but it's not playing out that way right now. I don't know. Can a low tide sink all ships? You know, they have the high tide raises all ships. Can the football program at Tennessee, the low tide, sink all ships? Maybe it's sinking the basketball team too at Tennessee. In the Pac-12, did you see this? People are sending me all these links overnight. Bill, did you see this? Larry Scott is out as of June this summer. One of the worst commissioners. Again, we keep talking about capitulation. I don't mean this to be the Debbie Downer show. I don't mean it to be. It's just the news we have right now. Not everything is Debbie Downer, but the topics seem to be Debbie Downer. Larry Scott, a sorry, miserable excuse for a commissioner of the Pac-12 is out. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, the nightmare is ending in the Pac-12. No more Larry Scott. Make West Coast football great again. It's good for college football. Walter, big Nebraska fans. Bill, who will the Pac-12 target as their new commish? Now that they finally let Limo Larry go. I don't know who they're thinking about there. Hopefully it's not anybody remotely related to Limo Larry. Sports Business Journal, the Pac-12 and longtime commissioner Larry Scott have agreed to part ways June 30th. Conference will begin its search for Scott's successor immediately. Plans to have one in place when Scott leaves. I've had him on the show, I think, twice. There can't be a bigger dead fish interview than Larry Scott. Every time I had him on, which was only a couple, about 10 seconds in, my thought was, why did I do this? What was the point here? Josh, Bill, would Gene Smith make a good commissioner for the Pac-12? Is he even interested in the job? I have not. I mean, Gene Smith's a Notre Dame guy. Went to Notre Dame, been the Buckeye AD for years. I wouldn't think he's looking around. I mean, I guess you never know, but I'm not a big Gene Smith guy. From the sweater vest fiasco to now, never been a big Gene Smith guy. But I don't know that he's got itinerant feelings. One more here, and then we got a break. And we have Dan Harrelson coming with us. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I figured out what's missing in the Tennessee football fiasco. Tennessee football players got money in McDonald's bags. Bill, who goes to McDonald's every day? Is Armageddon the Tennessee bag man? No, Armageddon's not a Tennessee fan. No. He's anti-Vol. Armageddon is a Vandy. He's a Door. He's a Peabody fan. Although he's banned over there for getting in fights and arguing and stuff. But he's a Peabody fan. No. I don't know who the – well, yeah, I was saying I don't know who the bagman is. I actually know who one of the bagmen. It's sad because Roy Adams, the best bagman ever, and a guy I knew very well who passed away years back, he was the best bagman ever. He was a bagman for any team, though. He was a Tennessee fan, yes, first and foremost, but his bagman tendencies did not involve just Tennessee. Anybody who wanted to receive from the bagman, Roy would help. Doesn't matter what school he went to. Lived in Memphis and big Tennessee fan, but no. Was not a my team only bagman. He loved to help anybody. He loved the whole cat and mouse thing. He loved that the schools could find out about it and that they couldn't stop him. He loved that whole thing. He loved the game, the gamesmanship of it. We've got to take a break. Dan Harrelson coming up, USA Today. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic is a mess out here in this part of town on 24 Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's backed up in both directions. We got several different wrecks out here up and down I-24. Again, over here between Bell Road and Hickory Hollow Parkway in the construction zone. Give yourself extra time. We are looking at it live. It's just crawling along over here again on this side of town on I-24. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now, Childress Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Childress Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Childress Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Childress Collision Center.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and this week features news from Pit Bull joining NASCAR, paint schemes coming out of the Hendrick Motorsports camp, as well as what happened at this past weekend's Chili Bowl. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, gang, I'm Brendan Gaughan, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Dan Harrelson is with USA Today. You've heard him on the show before. We'll talk Tennessee with him and the absolute collapse of Tennessee football, which we are all witnessing in the present, and it's not over. We're just in the middle of it. Dan, I don't know any other way to start things, but what in the bleep is going on up there?
That's a good way to put it, Bill. Complete collapse. I mean, we've seen this program when Philip Fulmer was fired after the 08 season. Of course, Lane Kiffin left, and then people like Derek Dooley and Butch Jones just couldn't get the job done. And you always heard about the program just being down. But you're right. It's a complete collapse right now. It's rock bottom. We don't know what's about to happen with the NCAA stuff. That's only going to add to it. It's a complete mess. And now you have an AD search and a head coaching search at the same time. And, you know, you look back at programs like Alabama in the early 2000s, and it's a similar type situation. It was really bad then for Alabama. It's really bad now for Tennessee. So you just wonder if it's going to take a similar type time frame that Alabama went through with probation and scholarship reductions, all that good stuff, for a place like Tennessee.
On Wednesday, Eric Gray, Henry To'oto'o, among those who hit the transfer portal, what was the final tabulation yesterday? I saw a number that was 8, but I don't know for sure if that's right.
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, but you're right. Henry T., Crouch, Jameer Johnson, and Eric Gray. Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. I would expect maybe to see a few more. You do have National Signing Day coming up, so we'll see if they can try to bring in a piece or two, but still at that point, I mean, they're going to be incoming freshmen under the situation. So it's pretty bad. I mean, the roster is decimated right now. And the weird thing about it, Kevin Still, this time right before, a few weeks back, or right before the early signing period, he was trying to salvage Auburn's recruiting class, and now he's trying to do the same in front of the traditional signing day for Tennessee.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today, is with us. The news also hits that Fulmer, while AD and watching this collapse, when he steps aside, will get $37,500 a month for the next 3 years. Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Bill. I mean, you have a guy that overseeing the whole athletics department. You have all this stuff allegedly going on. You're firing the head football coach with cause. You have two assistant coaches and staffers gone also. I don't understand it. And then at the press conference, we're sitting back from Randy Boyd talking about 20-plus years ago, a national championship night. We have the same amount of respect for you right now than that night in Tempe, Arizona. That was just a brutal press conference to watch. That was probably more brutal than actually everything going on within the program right now.
I thought, at least at the time, around the SEC meetings a couple of years ago, the Hugh Freeze Ole Miss press conference, when you just knew it was a disaster, but they were trying to hang on, and it looked like a hostage scene, basically, that press conference did. And then just shortly thereafter, it all fell to pieces, as we know. I think the Tennessee press conference, particularly Fulmer's defeated body language, might supersede the Ole Miss Hugh Freeze press conference. I'm with you. Now, I thought Dondi Plowman did a good job. She was overly negative, which I thought was odd. I guess she was being truthful, but yeah, Dan, you're right. I don't think I've seen anything like the Tennessee press conference.
It is interesting with Plowman being in the position she's in and, of course, leading the university right now as this university goes through an AD search and a head football coach search. And she came from the University of Nebraska system, and it's something to keep an eye on with her because she does have a lot of pull. And the last couple of months, she's been very visible at the University of Tennessee with Peyton Manning, and Peyton's going to have a voice in this also when it does get to the head coaching search. I don't know about the AD part of it, but I do think when it comes to the head coaching part, he'll have a say-so in it, and he'll give his two cents and be vocal a little bit about that. But with Plowman's sake, it's really interesting that she does have a few connections throughout the head coaching profession. And it's one that I've highlighted early on this week, a couple days ago, and just trying to put out candidates out there. I'm not sure if candidate's the right word, but people, just a bio of certain people that either has connections to the University of Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, or people that work for UT currently or former players that could potentially have their name brought up. And one's Lance Leipold from Buffalo. He's a winner of 6 national championships at Wisconsin Whitewater. He's the type that would like to advance his career, and he does have the connection through the University of Nebraska system as an assistant when she was there. And there's another coach who I'm going to wait to bring his name up because I'm actually scheduled to speak with him later today. I'll have something out on that later today. But there are a couple people that in her path, and there's obviously some other coaches out there too that I think would take this job even with the given circumstances. And I just think also with the theme of integrity from Randy Boyd and Chancellor Plowman during that press conference, I just don't see how you can, if you're UT, go down a road with people like Hugh Freeze or Lane Kiff. I'm not saying they don't have integrity. I think they are much better people now from what they've learned in life and through their coaching career. And I think they'd be excellent hires if you want to recruit and win fast, even with the circumstances. I just don't think you can start at the list right there, given the theme of this coaching search.
When talking about Philip Fulmer, you've got two factions. You've got faction that doesn't like him, didn't like him, certainly since 08. And then you have his supporters, and he has some supporters in the media too. One big supporter right here in Nashville. But you're there in Knoxville closer than me, Dan, every day. What's the overall thinking on Fulmer, if you could measure the audience?
Right now, I don't think there's much, I guess you could say, good things to say with him as the athletics director. Obviously, I think people still Very much appreciate how he delivered a national championship as a head coach. But, you know, a lot of this talk about Johnny Majors, how he took the job from him, died down. People still remembered it, but they never brought it up. And now you start to hear that being brought back up as a legacy type bio, looking at Coach Ballmer, how he got the job, and then, of course, how he's leaving the program after 3 years on the job as AD. And, you know, you just hate to see it because obviously he does mean a lot to this program as a player, as an assistant coach, as a head coach. And then he tried to do good things in the AD spot. It just did not work out. But I think this week has shown that two people, really three, I guess, are cemented on that Mount Rushmore of Tennessee Vols with General Neyland, Johnny Majors, guys like Peyton Manning. I guess you could put a Reggie White up there too, but you know, you always have Ballmer up there, but I just don't know if he's up there now.
By the way, I was just looking. Says Tennessee right now, and again, you and I discussed, we don't know the number, but I saw a number here. Says Tennessee's got 22 players right now in the transfer portal. But is that number sound about right overall?
Yeah, total people, yes, because that's factoring in guys that actually hit the portal right before the news hit about the NCAA stuff or investigation and Jeremy Pruitt being let go. Some of those guys, if you're looking what I've looked at before for total numbers, some of them actually hit the portal during season two. So that's just a broad spectrum. And a lot of guys that are listed in that list there for actually being in the portal, some of them, a lot of them are Butch Jones guys. So, I mean, obviously the guys are not Butch Jones guys that hit the portal last night. That's what's really concerning about how this is going to go forward with the University of Tennessee.
Help me with the politics, and I don't mean presidential politics. I just mean Tennessee. Ballmer, are the Haslams and Ballmer, I've heard two different stories. I've heard they're not very close. They're adversaries, and I've heard they are together when it comes to decisions. Which one is the truth?
Well, from my understanding, talking to certain people, that the Haslam camp was not happy how Phillip got the athletics director position in 17 behind John Curry, when Curry was about to hire Mike Leach as head coach. And
right,
my understanding, Ballmer persuaded Beverly Davenport to get in that position. And it's been a power struggle. And I think that's why the Haslams now are happy. Not that they ever lost control or power. I mean, the Haslams will always be the Haslams. They're always going to have a very much of an influence on this program and university. But Ballmer kind of took the throne a little bit. And from an aspect that they are kind of glad to regain that, if you will, and to go out and maybe hire somebody that they feel a little bit more comfortable with in that position. And I think that's why you could see people like John Gilbert at ECU and Mark Ingram at UAB to be in that position. Not saying that they can control those type people, but to be a little bit more comfortable in how they were hired and placed in that position.
Question on Twitter. Rod in Texas, ask Dan if he thinks the fiasco at Tennessee football trickles down to any other sports.
I don't know. I would say no just right now. I know Jeremy had two guys that played football and were going through the practice motions with baseball. I don't think there's anything there with Vitello's program. I've been very impressed with him. I just don't see anything connecting the dots there. I just don't see anything connected, but you just never know.
Dan, excellent work, sir. Appreciate you being here, man.
All right, thank you.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today, joins us. Chris Landry, top of the hour. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry will be with us, and we'll continue discussing all of the above. It's interesting. We need to take a break. Josh linked a article which has potential Pac-12 commissioner candidates on it. We'll peruse it when we come back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's still several accidents being cleared out here on I-24 east and westbound in the Hickory Hollow Parkway area. We are looking at this huge backup right now, especially on 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, trying to get into Davidson County here on 24 up past Hickory Hollow Parkway. You're going to have to give yourself plenty of extra travel time out here this morning. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details, ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Updated conference championship odds. Green Bay minus 3.5 against Tampa Bay, over under 51 in the NFC. In the AFC, Buffalo a 3-point road dog against Kansas City, 53.5 total. The American Express getting underway in La Quinta, California. Patrick Cantlay, the odds-on favorite at 14-1 odds. Patrick Reed and Scotty Scheffler each at 16-1. Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, Sungjae Im, and Matthew Wolf at 20-1 odds. UFC 257 prop bets, minus 185 money line that Conor McGregor beats Dustin Poirier by KO, TKO, or DQ, plus 635 that he wins by decision, the fight going the distance at plus 370 on the money line. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 35. Increasing clouds tomorrow, high 49. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 24. And Saturday, sunny, high 48. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
A tweet here from, it says, Jay Cutler's burner account. I like that. Bill, Larry Scott and Philip Fulmer both shorted Tesla, but they're both so rich they didn't even know it. That's a fantastic metaphor. I love that. Keep that one coming. Yeah, I like that one a lot. Aliquippa Bob, Bill, did James Franklin put his name out there for the Pac-12 commissioner job? Not that I know of. Even though Larry Scott was making similar money, or is making similar money to James Franklin. Josh in London. Here's a link provided by Josh. Five potential replacements for the Pac-12 commissioner job that Larry Scott will vacate this June. Oliver Luck. Now, Oliver Luck's been everywhere, man. Boy, he has. He was the AD at West Virginia, executive director for the NCAA, CEO and commissioner of the XFL Restart. Then he got into a legal battle with Vince McMahon. He's mentioned. Merton Hanks. He is, it says here, the senior associate commissioner of the Pac-12. So promoting him to acting commissioner would be easy if that's their decision. Gloria Navarez, commissioner of the West Coast Conference. They've got her mentioned. I don't know her. Gene Smith. That's where Josh came up with this. Says he's rumored to be a potential candidate for the Pac-12 opening. Even though his tenure, it says here, at Arizona State did not go all that great. I didn't see that. That's where it came from. Yeah, I didn't know that. Damani Leach worked for the NCAA for 17 years before transitioning to the NFL, where he's currently the COO of NFL International. So those are the names. Some of those I know. Obviously, a couple of them I do not know. For the Pac-12. So Buckeyes, I assume the Buckeyes wouldn't mind if Gene Smith moved on. I don't know if he's interested or not. I don't know. Jeremy on Twitter. Bill, is this the beginning of the end on Rocky Top? Well, I don't think it's the beginning of the end. I think it's been trending towards the end for a while. I think the beginning was way back. Rocky Top is going to be a tough place for football for a while. This is going to set them back for many years. I hate it. I don't like it, but it's the truth. I mean, you can't avoid it. You cannot take the truth and hide it somewhere when it's staring right at you. It is a disaster on Rocky Top. No other way to describe it. Paragon SC, big Trojan fan up in New York. Bill, hard pass on Oliver Luck. He can't finish what he starts. He jumps around a lot, doesn't he? He is very itinerant. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, Pruitt could go the way of DuBose, the flop from Op, or he could go the way of Pete Carroll, Switzer, Cheryl, and she says the pervert at Liberty. Jeremy Pruitt right now is going to have a tough time getting a gig, unless it's a pro gig. Alabama can't take him in. He's radioactive. Now, he and his guy, Jimmy, they've lawyered up. Jimmy Sexton, who is a Tennessee guy, best agent on the planet Earth in the college game. But right now they're probably at odds, I would think, because they're getting into Jimmy's money. That ain't good. You start trying to get in Jimmy's pocketbook, and then you got issues. Rod a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I think Gary Combs would make a great Pac-12 commissioner. He could rename it the 4-4-3 conference. So now a nomination for the Buckeye defensive coordinator. Oh, did you see this? Biergott is now somewhere on the staff at Georgia. They don't know what his job responsibility is, what he's doing, but he's in the Buttsmere building. That's the athletic department building at Georgia. Don't make any jokes. It's called the Buttsmere building, yes. No third grade level jokes there. He's working there. I don't know if he's just a behind the scenes analyst. His son is a walk-on quarterback there, right? The former Bulldog, what, safety? Beer gut. Will Muschamp, Coach Boom, is back at his alma mater in some unnamed capacity. It's all we know. Hour 2 coming up, Chris Landry.